hear that? Shh! Listen closely. Yes, music to my steadily decaying ears. It is the howl and hum of Nutmeg Junction, that jovial jurisdiction where you feasted on the tales of the Grey Whisper, Professor A, Serendip History, and many more delightfully entangling yarns. But as the bony fingers of autumn drag us by the unwilling ankle ever deeper into the deliciously dark days of Halloween, a decidedly different station emerges from the milky fog of Connecticut's most terrifying backwoods thicket. It is here where tales turn to terror, where train whistles turn to screams, where your greatest stories are born from your greatest fears. If you hadn't guessed yet, and frankly, there's no reason you would have, I am the Corpse Conductor, and welcome to Nightmare Junction. Oh, and you might want to get off the track. Tonight's tale is a rather steamy one. In fact, it's downright sweltering. As one young lady drifts into a rather unfortunate slumber, she finds herself on an unexpected vacation to a hot spot where cameras and weak stomachs are strictly prohibited. I like to call this tale Daphne's Inferno!
That was a hell of a thing to do, Daphne.
What do you mean, Becca?
We are supposed to meet up at the station. I was standing in that waiting area for, like, ever.
I just had to sit down, so I got my seat. I texted you.
I didn't get it. Bad reception here. I picked up some roasted cashews at the kiosk. Want some?
Oh, smells good, thanks.
Are you all right? You look like death.
Thanks. Just tired, that's all.
You're gonna be up and at 'em at the conference, though, right? We are sitting with the other silver sellers. Don't bring me down now.
I'll be ready. It's just, right now I'm exhausted. I barely have enough energy for my day job, let alone the side hustle.
Being a part of our enterprise isn't a hustle. It's about being your own boss. You're an entrepreneur. If you do enough business, you could even quit your day job.
I like my day job. I'm not tired of being a teacher, I'm just, well, tired, that's all.
You'd think there'd be a lot more teachers who would love to be in on this with us. They could use the money.
Teachers ask a lot of questions, too.
If you can bring a seller under you, you get a percentage of their take, and then I get the increase from you, Wendy gets one from me, and so on. Listen, I've been meaning to mention, your social media is falling off a little.
Well, it's the end of the semester, so we have the last-minute makeup exams, requests for extra credit. Oh, you know the drill.
Let's get a post out there now. Get ready to smile. I'll get the two of us in the shot. Say, Acapulco!
Acapulco!
Daphne, look, does this pic say, we have a chance to win a trip to Acapulco? Or does it say, one of these two women hates her life?
Sorry, I
can crop you out of it if you want. Forget about it.
No, let's do it again.
I'll take the book out of your hands for this one. Wait, is that Dante's Inferno? Nice message you're sending.
Well, it's part of the curriculum.
Remember when we had to read that for Mr. Silva's class back in the day? It was the worst.
Absolute worst. But now that I'm the teacher, I make sure it's required reading.
You're so evil. Okay. Acapulco.
Acapulco.
Better.
Look, is it okay if I just close my eyes for a little bit before
Oh, you're fine. I'll post this and tag you and then wake you up when we get to the station, okay?
I'm not gonna fall asleep. I just need to close my eyes.
I know.
Thanks, Becca. Becca? Hello? Anyone? Are we at the station?
Yeah, so, okay. Welcome to the afterlife. I'm Virgil. I'll be your guide, all right? So, I hope after the tour you give me a 10 out of 10 on our survey. My goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm sorry. Are we at the station?
At the end of the line, if that's what you mean. Oh, I have to write that one down. That was really, really good.
I just woke up, I guess. I'm a bit foggy. Wait, did you say afterlife?
The afterlife. Yeah, that's right. So, if you want to go ahead and follow me, we'll just get started.
Am I dead?
Sorry, was I not clear about that? Yeah. So, I know that's kind of a bummer, but, it is what it is.
That must be the worst possible use of the phrase, it is what it is.
You know, I appreciate the feedback. I've been told I'm much better when I just follow the welcome script. So, welcome! Okay, let's go.
This is the afterlife?
Uh-huh.
Did I make it? Is this heaven?
No, it's hell. Sorry, but, I guess it is what it is.
Okay, now that is the worst use of it is what it is. What you did, right there.
Yeah, I sort of feel like I'm bumming you out, and I don't want that to affect the survey, okay? So,
But I was a good person.
I know, right? Me too. Go figure, but,
Don't say it. Don't you dare say it.
Say what?
Don't you dare say it is what it is.
I wasn't gonna.
Yes, you were.
I was not.
Then what were you going to say?
I was gonna say it.
Uh-huh.
Is.
Yep.
Look, it doesn't matter what I was gonna say. We just need to start walking. We have a long journey ahead of us, and I have to keep the line moving. She hates it when things get backed up.
She?
Well, the devil, yeah.
The devil is a she?
Two things about the devil. One, she's a girl. And two, she's usually very, very pissed off. Now, here we are at the vestibule, okay? This is where we put all the folks who just couldn't commit to anything.
I probably dated a few guys in here.
The agnostics are pretty funny. Hey, guys! Still haven't made up your minds yet? What about now? Okay, keep thinking about it! that reminds me. Do you like rings?
Sure, I guess.
Well, good, because this place has like 9 of them. So that's something to look forward to, I guess.
Virgil, dude, you gotta keep things moving, man.
I'm doing my best, Drew. Drew, this is Daphne.
Sup?
Drew is here to remind me that I can't be popular even here in hell. Who are you here with, Drew?
Got some people. The ones who kept looking down at their smartphones and missed most of life. I don't know, it's cool, I guess.
What's cool about that, Drew?
Oh, because, you know, it's funny. Down here, we get no reception, but we make it so their devices just say, buffering.
No!
So we're gonna pass on through, cool, bro? Oh, come on, people, let's move, okay? I don't have forever. I mean, we do and we don't, but I don't for the... Let's go.
Yeah, it's cool, Drew.
Who are those people over there?
Over there by the open door in the elevator? They're the ones who stay here by choice. They feel guilty for some reason or another and just can't seem to get through those doors.
That's so sad.
Tell me about it. And the devil really wants them to go because we're running out of room down here. Oh, wait. Oh, no, there she is.
Uh-oh.
She's gonna try and get rid of him again.
You can go! Just go! Will you go?
I think I'm supposed to be here.
You're a waste of space. What do you think you did to deserve any space around here?
I'm so ashamed.
You're from Connecticut. I promise you, you did nothing interesting, ever.
But one night in my hotel room, I...
Oh, one of these hang-ups? Yeah, go on.
You see, they had all these movie choices, right? But then on another menu, there was another set of movies. Do you get it? Other movies, not the regular ones?
Yeah, no, I get it. You don't have to stay here for that.
You don't understand, because these weren't the regular movies that you'd find in the theater, right? I mean, these were...
No, I get it. We hear it all the time. People feel guilty for lots of ridiculous reasons, and they never feel guilty for the really juicy ones.
Adult entertainment. I mean, let's call them...
You're still talking? Okay. Did you not pay for the movies or something? That might work here.
Oh, no. I paid my bill, obviously. I mean, it was charged to the room, but I mean, I do feel bad.
Virgil! There you are. Virge. If morons like this one aren't in the elevator in 2 minutes, I want you to pick them up and throw them in there. We just don't have the space anymore, and I'm sick of it.
You got it, boss.
It's so boring now. It used to be a challenge to bring them here. Now you can't keep them out. Maybe we'll build a wall.
Building a wall has a familiar ring to it.
Who's this? What's her story?
I mean, I pretended to be watching the superhero movie, but I kept hitting the button back to the other one. And the desk clerk probably knew anyway, but I pretend it was an accident.
Do you like roasted nuts? Keep talking. Try me.
But it was an accident.
Virgil, seriously, who is this one here?
Who, me? Well, my story is... I watched some movies in a hotel room, too. But I'm willing to get on that elevator now and give you more space around here.
No, she's funny, isn't she? No, she's one of the poor souls who willingly participated in a multi-level marketing scheme. You know, where she has to convince friends to keep buying products.
The worst! Well, fraud is level 5, I think.
Level 8? We get more and more customers for that level every day. We were just heading there now, but we got a little delayed because we had to let Drew pass through.
Drew's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
It wasn't fraud. It was a legitimate marketing program.
Right. I've heard it all before.
Real quick question, Ms. Devil. Please, could we take a selfie because... Ow! Never mind.
This place is filling up with narcissists and idiots. Which one are you?
I'd hate to add to the problem in any context.
Virgil, finish up. Then it's time for your performance review.
Man, I'm in for it now.
You're not going to get a good review?
Only one guide gets a good review nowadays.
Oh, let me guess.
Drew. I know. Look, I'll be right back, Daphne. I have to get this guy in the elevator.
It's okay. I'll go with you.
Okay, Carl. Is your name Carl?
Ow! Yes?
Why don't you step right in there, Carl?
Right here, Carl. Step right in here with me and...
In here with you?
He's in.
Close the door before he steps back out.
You got it, Virg.
No, I mean with you out of it. And... Oh. She didn't even fill out the survey. My review's gonna suck.
Yeah. Daphne, we're here.
Huh? What?
You fell asleep. We made it to our stop.
Oh. Wow. Becca, listen, I think I'm going to give the conference a miss. I think I need to stay in the trolley and head back home.
But you're a silver status seller. You don't want to miss this. Think of all the perks, like the free bag swag. I mean, if you're exhausted and you want me to pick up yours, I can do it for you.
No, no. No, I think I'll get home and correct the rest of the papers, maybe do some reading.
Not Dante's Inferno, though. That's the worst.
It might not be the worst after all, Becca.
We'll talk after the conference, okay? Feel better.
Yes, we'll talk after the conference. We should.
Okay, so we'll be your new conductors as we head back to Nutmeg Junction Station. We're going to just go ahead and punch the tickets, okay?
Tickets! Tickets, please!
Here's my ticket.
Cool.
Say, your name wouldn't happen to be Drew, would it?
Sup?
You know what? I think, just for today, I'm gonna take a cab.
Ending sends chills through my flesh like cockroaches through the apartment of a dead man whose body has yet to be discovered. Oh, whoopsie daisy, my mistake. That was just my lunch getting under my skin again. Excuse me. Ah, what a wonderfully wicked tale. It seems that Daphne's torturous tour was a rare view of mankind's most perturbing posthumous proclivities. Let this be a lesson, dear listener. Eternal torture can come in myriad gruesome guises. Agony, suffering, and, of course, the dreaded job review. Ooh. But, I suppose, it is what it is. Anyhoozles, it appears we've reached the final stop. And look at you. You're all in one piece. That's 3 days without a disembowelment in the workplace. I hope you've enjoyed your journey on the Nightmare Junction. Until next time, keep your dreams close, but keep your nightmares closer!
And now an encore presentation of Edgar Allan Poe in Serendip History, Part 1.
Charles Dickens was not the only author for whom Washington Irving provided valuable counsel. In November 1839, Washington Irving responded to a submission from a young writer from Baltimore named Edgar Allan Poe. What is not commonly known is that the two authors met a month later to discuss Poe's work in person in a moment of Serendip History.
Ah, Edgar Allan Poe, I presume. How wonderful it is for you to meet me. Would you care for a drink?
Thank you, sir. I'll take a cognac if you have it.
At this hour?
It's only 9.
In the morning, Edgar.
So you'd recommend only a beer, then?
How about some tea?
Did you receive my correspondence, sir?
The magazine and your story, William Wilson? Yes, I responded to you with a letter in reply. Did you not receive it? I hope my response was not stolen. I dislike to think we may be victims of a purloined letter.
What do you think of the tales of the macabre, Mr. Irving?
The thing is, Edgar, it's been done already. Have you not read the sketchbook of Jeffrey Crayon?
Ah, the story of the legend of Sleepy Hollow in your sketchbook, yes. I did read that story, and skimmed some of the rest, yes.
So that genre has already reached its pinnacle. The pendulum could only swing towards...
The pit?
The sketchbook of Jeffrey Crayon brings life to that genre. By comparison, your work may only find its way into the morgue of the literary world. And you would rue the day you made such an effort. Why monkey around a rue morgue? Am I right, Edgar? One moment. Helen? She's slightly deaf in one ear. Len? Come in, Len.
Ooh, company.
Len, would you be so kind as to bring us some tea?
Right away.
Thank you, Len.
So, you're recommending I don't write of Tales of the Macabre, but my heart is telling me to forge on in that direction.
Oh, the heart may tell tall tales to us, but never listen to a telltale heart. Come in, Helen.
Here you are, then.
Helen, I do apologize. The problem is, in order for us to thoroughly enjoy this tea, we will, unfortunately, require cups.
And water.
Thank you, Edgar.
Cups and water with the tea. Right. Right away, then.
Thank you, Len.
Yes, thank you.
Now, you write for Burton's Gentleman's Magazine.
Did you like the Gentleman's Magazine?
Oh, I read it for the articles, and many were highly entertaining. But whether you're a businessman or just a man in the crowd, the time to read experimental literary work is limited during the week to maybe a Sunday. You can't expect a reader to hang on macabre stories alone any more than you can expect to have 3 Sundays in a week. You see what I mean? Oh, there's that rapping at the door again. Come in, Len.
Here we are, then. Will that be all? I'll try to be available whenever you call. Sometimes it's hard
to hear, yes, Helen. Thank you, Len.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, the tea is cold, sir. As cold as ice.
I do apologize. I'm so embarrassed to serve iced tea socially.
If I could plead my case, sir, I feel the odd story is one that captures an imagination and...
Edgar, you may wish to be the angel of the odd story, but you don't want to be diddling about with that kind of prose forever. Have you considered poetry?
That's the majority of my work so far, sir.
What is it, Helen?
Brought you some nice Amontillado that you brought back from your European trip.
Yes, now you're talking, Helen.
The tea was fine. Well, it wasn't fine, but very well. Thank you for the Amontillado.
There's a whole cask of it in the basement.
Really? What might a man do for a cask of Amontillado?
There's no inspiration there, Edgar. That will be all, then. Thank you.
I don't wish to hopfrog from genre to genre. I wish to find my niche within the American lore.
But unless you wish your work to be forgotten, think of poetry as your guide. Of course, it's entirely up to you if you wish to create some quaint and curious forgotten lore. There's that door again. Yes, Len?
Did you need anything else? I just wanted to be sure you were satisfied.
We're all set, Helen. Thank you.
I'll be available if you need anything more.
Nothing more. Thank you.
If you want a biscuit.
Nothing more.
Just the tea, then?
Never tea again. Never more.
And the amontillado?
Merely this, and nothing more. Now, you can stop rapping at the door, all right, Helen?
Okay, then.
So, getting back to it. The tales of the grotesque are not where you should place your emphasis. I don't care if you write about the philosophy of furniture. Just write something where you can make your mark. Oh, is that something at the window lattice? Something's rapping.
Or gently tapping?
Rapping at the window? Pull that purple curtain away and find out what it is, I implore.
We have a mystery to explore.
I doubt there's a mystery. It could be the wind and nothing more, but it's probably Lenigan.
Just trying to watch and see if you require anything more.
No more, Len. Never more.
Never more?
She can't hear you.
Never more?
Never more!
Okay. Why didn't you say so?
Oh, poor woman. She may be raving.
Raving?
I apologize. Raving. Raving mad, I'm afraid.
Poor Len or Helen? Len or Helen? Lenore.
Edgar, I hope my advice has been helpful. And I apologize, but there are so many other young authors who seek my guidance. And what with the state of my household help, I may not be available for further counsel in person. Written correspondence will have to suffice.
Ah, no more young authors darkening your door, eh, sir?
Nevermore. But don't quote me on it.
Nutmeg Junction, Episode 26, Daphne's Inferno, which is the first Nightmare Junction October special, was written by J. Timothy Quirk and Josh Newey. It was directed by J. Timothy Quirk, and it was recorded at WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. It starred Josh Newey as the Corpse Conductor and Virgil, Lana Peck as Becca and the Devil, Olivia Wadsworth as Daphne, Rich Sear as Carl, Dan Willey as Drew. Music has been recorded by Robert C. Fullerton, copyright 2018, and used with permission. We hope you enjoyed the ride on the Nutmeg Junction trolley, and we hope all your journeys bring you back to a happy home.